Chapter 1. The Articles of Confederation. "It is," said William Gladstone, the celebrated 19th century English politician, "the most remarkable work known to me in modern times to have been produced by the human intellect at a single stroke." Many historians agree with Gladstone. The American Constitution is certainly one of the most important documents written in modern times, and a case can be made that it is one of the most important pieces of writing ever. Why can we make such bold claims for this work, which is only about a dozen pages, fewer than 6,000 words? For one thing, it finally bound the very argumentative 13 original states into a single republic, which would, 150 years later, be the most powerful and influential nation on earth. Without the Constitution, or something very much like it, there would be no United States of America as we know it, and the history of the world would have been much different. For another, the liberties set forth in the Constitution and its first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, exploded onto a world in which few people were truly free. The Declaration of Independence, adopted in 1776, inspired people everywhere to find freedom for themselves. And within a generation, nations, especially in Latin America, began to overthrow their colonial masters. The Constitution of 1787 provided all these new nations, and those of the 19th and 20th centuries as well, with a model of how their freedoms could be secured. By what magic, then, did this great document come into being? It was no easy task. There were more forces pulling the states apart than pushing them together. They were quite different from one another in many ways. The New England states had a great shipbuilding industry and earned a lot of their money through fishing and trade. The southern states, by contrast, had few ships. They earned their money by growing tobacco, rice, and other crops and depended upon New England ships to carry much of their produce to markets at home and abroad. In the southern states, a large proportion of the labor was provided by slaves, and a whole way of life was built around